This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And now to a new album whose title alone might raise some eyebrows, Reggae's Gone Country. You heard right. It's a collection of reggae covers of country songs. And the connection between country and reggae runs deeper than you might imagine, as we learn from reporter Boz Dreisinger.
Picture this. You're at a massive street dance in Kingston, Jamaica, and the speakers are blaring the latest reggae and dancehall tunes. But the crowd erupts when the DJ drops this one.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep.
Surprise? So don't be, says veteran Jamaican reggae singer Freddie McGregor. He, like so many West Indians, is a huge country music fan. His favorite singer?
Definitely Marty Robbins, my all-time country artist. Down in El Paso, I rode in the city. I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Love that song, yeah.
McGregor is featured on Reggae's Gone Country with another one of his favorites, first recorded in 1964 by Roger Miller.
Trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes.
Proof of Jamaica's love for country music is all over reggae history. Many classic reggae tunes are in fact country covers. The 1961 country hit by Claude Gray.
I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go.
Became Bob Marley's second single.
I just dropped by to let you know that I'm leaving you tomorrow. I cause you no more sorrow. One cup of coffee, then I go.
The new compilation of country covers was co-produced in Nashville by John Rich of the hit-making duo Big and Rich. He says the Jamaican artists were blown away by Music City.
I could really see that they were truly country music fans. They were taking pictures of everything. They wanted to go downtown. They wanted to look at every microphone and every knob on the board.
Jamaica's passion for country music began with the advent of the first commercial radio station on the island in 1950. Jamaican writer Colin Channer explains that songs by artists like Skeeter Davis and Patsy Cline were part of the playlist.
When I was growing up, for example, there were two radio stations. And we grew up thinking of music as being either local or foreign. And the different genres of foreign music didn't matter to us that much. So we didn't grow up in Jamaica with the same kinds of segmented understanding of what music was, but also what kind of music you were allowed to listen to in a way that I think people in the U.S. did.
Country's popularity was boosted by the birth around the same time of cinema in Jamaica, where Westerns were a big draw.
A lot of Westerns are essentially morality plays. And if you look at the way in which the church is important in Jamaica, you can see how stories with moral themes, stories of revenge, stories of comeuppance would be popular there. You could see how people in Jamaica who considered themselves to be good church-going people would appreciate it.
Westerns and country tunes also appealed to Jamaica's love of the outlaw, the so-called bad man figure famously played by Jimmy Cliff in the 1973 film The Harder They Come. Years later, dancehall DJs Josie Wales and Clint Eastwood took their names from a Western and its star.
Well, you wicked man, said him riding west, tell him that him buck up in the Lord Jesus, was on jungle Jesus, gun on the Apache, him who line up head and lick off chest, no guy test.
And spaghetti Westerns, like A Fistful of Dollars, are beloved in the over-the-top dancehall scene.
Indian from all direction, surround the world of them in a Tigran Canyon. Nez Perce, Cherokee and Cheyenne, capture outlaw raiders and bounty killer gang.
What is a dance but a saloon? Saloons in movies often get shot up, dances get shot up. Motorcycles are like horses. People pick their good guys and their bad guys.
Still, Channer says, it surprises people that Jamaicans like country music because Jamaica is a predominantly black nation. And in the U.S., he says, country music carries a certain racial history and baggage.
Jamaica has such a strong music tradition of its own, and a deep, deep portion of Jamaica's music tradition is involved in struggle against a sort of world power structure, which is conceived of as white. And we conceive of country music as white music. But I think a good story is just a good story. And Kenny Rogers is a good storyteller.
And stories are what it all comes down to, says reggae singer Barris Hammond, who's featured on the new compilation.
Country tells stories. You know, it tells about the home, tells about the heart and the breaking up and the getting back together. And it's almost like soap. You know how soap keeps you glued to your television station because you want to know what the next chapter is. And
he said, I love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by,
this narrative tradition runs deep in folk music across the Caribbean, and there may even be a social currency that appeals to country listeners there, says University of the West Indies professor and blogger Annie Paul.
Country and Western is music that comes from people at the bottom of that society, so maybe there's some sort of sympathy there.
Then again, there's the shameless sentimentalism of country music, which appeals, Colin Channer says, to an island that relishes schmaltz more than folks might expect.
Celine Dion, that we'd sort of look at as one of the most sort of over-the-top, schmaltzy, sentimental kind of singers, beloved in Jamaica, especially by men who consider themselves to be hard or men who consider themselves to be tough.
The producer of the new compilation says he'd like to keep the synergy between Nashville and Kingston going.
My friends from Jamaica came to Nashville to visit me. I want to go back down there and repay the visit and get up and jam with them and some of their clubs, maybe play a festival. I don't know that there's a cooler music scene anywhere in the world than down in Jamaica.
Some Jamaicans might say the same of Nashville. For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound from nowhere, I met up with the gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness.